It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. I think there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who are into math and those who are not into math. Nick and I fall into camp one. We love math. I'm not nearly as versed or proficient as my Krellboyne podcast partner. I only mastered algebra in college. Nick, on the other hand, was a math tutor at Embry-Riddle. So now you know the range we represent. Listen in as we get goofy about math. Enjoy.
The youngest in high school, they're taking calculus.
Oh, that's a tough course.
And
full-on calculus, not
full-on calculus. Yeah. And we did the meet the teacher thing, and the teacher is intense. The teacher is like also teaches like higher level stuff at Valencia, runs the math club, has the trophies around the room,
okay,
has the pennants from the different schools that her students go. Yeah. So very much into it.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, so I've been asking like, hey, do you need any help? Is there anything I can help with? Good so far. But eventually they came to us and they said, you know what? This is a lot. I take, so they also have some AP classes. They also have a lot going on in terms of their other classes. Junior year.
Yeah.
So, you know, in theory, and as it should be, like their most challenging academic year yet.
Yep.
And so they were like, you know, I want to have a conversation. I don't know if I can or should drop this class or what I can do. And one of the options was, well, they do, like the teacher does after school tutoring Tuesday, Thursday. Why don't you try sticking around? We didn't say you have to do this.
Good, good. Yeah.
And they chose to do that.
See? Yeah. Okay. How's it working out?
Happened yesterday for the first time. So we'll see if it sticks. But they got all their homework done while they were there. Rather than, you know, them saying they were taking an hour to do their homework at home. And I'm like, is that also because you have multiple screens open while you're trying to do your homework?
Yeah.
You know?
I like this, though.
But I didn't say that.
I think you're making the right moves. Because my whole rule was hold on loosely, but don't let go. Access at any cost. What do I have to do to keep you open to me? And so I would impose as few rules, and I say we, because everything that I did as a parent was a we did as a parent, because Patty and I had to be on the same side of pretty much everything. We were not going to allow one to play the other against the other. So we were united with this stuff. But it's amazing to me, the example, especially with your youngest, that they made the choice, but they weren't making the choice because they wanted to get out of something. Because otherwise they would have said, no, I don't think I'm going to do the tutoring after. I think I'm going to just go ahead and just step out of this, which says they want something. They want, and you know, they're working towards something, which is exactly what we want for them to be doing, is saying, I see beyond even this class to where I'm going. This is going to be useful and valuable to me. Are they into math?
Yeah, more or less.
I was going to say, they have your genes and... Yeah. They're in calculus as a junior. I only got to pre-calculus as a senior. I didn't get into any AP classes.
Oh, I didn't even get into calculus until college.
Oh, yeah. I never actually got into calculus after that. But I did get into algebra. And when I say get into, I mean I got into it. I had a great teacher.
Oh, you had that tattoo of the Pythagorean theorem?
No, just the quadratic equations. Yeah. Just a couple of them. Mr. Marx, this guy was a master of industry. He was like an engineer at Marietta, but he taught math, algebra at UCF at night.
Oh,
and
nice.
Patty and I both took that class, and I understood algebra. And when I understood algebra, I loved it. I was like, it's just a bunch of rules. You just, if you know
just
what the
puzzles.
Rules are, yeah, exactly. And I love puzzles, so I got really good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I whooped, but there was no curve in this class because of me. And I was really into it. I took two classes from him and algebra one and algebra two, but loved it. And that also helped when I got into my minor in computer science, because math and computer science, they're natural loves.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I wish math was a natural love for everyone, but I know it has to be unrequited in many cases. Because if we were all good at math, I guess there's no downside to that. And I'm not talking like day-to-day math, balancing your checkbook, or figuring out the tip at a restaurant in your head. I mean calculus and trig and differential algebra and matrix equations. That's a real thing. And other stuff you probably won't need in your day-to-day life ever. Fall in love with things that don't help you at all, but are fun to think about. Have a great day.